Welcome to another edition of I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here, the podcast that contains nothing but natural ingredients and doesn't use any dodgy software to fool you into thinking we're cleaner than we really are. Yes, it's VW Gate, and the story that the world's biggest motor manufacturer hasn't been entirely honest with its customers after it was found they'd installed a clever little program into only 11 million cars, which turned on pollution controls when the cars were undergoing official emission tests. The so-called defeat devices fooled testers, allowing the company to claim that their vehicles complied with all emission targets, when in effect they could have been pumping out up to a million tonnes of nitrogen dioxide into the atmosphere. Chief Executive Martin Winterkorn was quick to jump ship after the scandal was exposed by US EPA officers, although he claimed no knowledge of what had gone on, as did other board members. I'm sure we've all got views on that one, but deliberately installing software aimed at fooling official tests is hardly the action of a disgruntled production line worker, now is it? If you're involving millions of cars, as my granddad used to say, someone must have been in the know, boy. You mark my words. While everyone was trying to get their heads around what happened in the States, things got a whole lot worse when VW announced that along with the US fleet, the problem has spread to this side of the Atlantic, with 1.2 million cars in the UK also affected. VW said the diesel vehicles include 508,276 Volkswagen cars, 393,450 Audis, 76,773 Seats, 131,569 Skodas, and 79,838 Volkswagen commercial vehicles. Affected customers will be contacted about visiting a mechanic to have their cars refitted, or probably just the nasty bit of software removed. VW say the cars are still roadworthy, although it begs the question whether any would pass the emissions test contained in the MOT, and whether the modifications that are necessary will have an adverse effect on performance and fuel consumption. Add to that the fact that the second-hand value of VWs has already started to drop, and we think this one will run and run, but hopefully not making us all choke in the process. There's no evidence to suggest that any other motor manufacturers are involved at this moment, but it does put a question over figures quoted for emissions and fuel economy. I can confidently say every car I've ever owned has never met the fuel consumption claims in the brochure. But that's probably because I don't constantly drive at 49.3 miles an hour with a following wind going downhill with a completely empty car. There's another part to this that I've not seen mentioned as well. In calculating carbon emissions from fleets of vehicles used by public authorities, the vehicle emissions data is used along with miles travelled and fuel consumed. If we're now admitting some of those figures can't be relied upon, what's that mean for our carbon footprints? I'm not sure who said the lorry's an ass, but whoever it was, they certainly had a point. In 1997 in Lanarkshire, we suffered what is still the UK's biggest outbreak of E. coli, in which 21 people died, and the guilty party, John Barr, a Lanarkshire butcher, was fined £2,250. He'll no doubt be thanking his lucky stars he wasn't in the US state of Georgia, where Stuart Parnell, the former owner of the Peanut Corporation of America, has been sentenced to 28 years in prison for his part in an outbreak of salmonella that killed 9 people and made 714 ill in 2008. The outbreak, which was traced back to peanut butter paste manufactured by PCA, spread across 46 states and resulted in one of the largest food recalls in US history. Parnell's brother Michael, who worked as a food broker, was also given a 20-year sentence, while the production plant's quality assurance manager Mary Wilkerson was jailed for 5 years. Prosecutors accused the management of PCA of creating fake certificates claiming products were safe when they'd been found to be contaminated. When the case was originally brought to court, a jury in South Georgia convicted Parnell of 72 counts of fraud, conspiracy, and the introduction of adulterated food into interstate commerce. Federal officials had recommended that Parnell receive a life sentence for his part in the cover-up. It's health and safety gone mad. Cambridge punting ruined by health and safety. Tourists forced to sit through airline-style briefing despite boats travelling at just 2 miles an hour, screamed the Daily Mail recently about new rules being introduced on the River Cam. They do, though, go on to mention that with up to 260 punts on a busy day, things can get a bit frantic on the river, but fail to mention that you can drown in a bucket of water, so the inclusion of life jackets on board would seem to be a pretty good idea to us. It's now illegal to smoke in a car in England with passengers under 18 present as new smoke-free private vehicles regulations came into force. Drivers who smoke or who fail to prevent others from smoking in their vehicles can be subject to a fixed penalty fine of £50, although the police, who have been given the job of enforcing the new law, aren't too impressed. Chief officers have indicated that they will not be applying the law forcefully and will focus instead on taking a non-confrontational approach, which will involve educating motorists as to the error of their ways rather than wielding a big stick. Steve White, chairman of the Police Federation, told the BBC, "The reality of the situation is we're struggling to attend burglaries. Should we be focusing on smoking in cars with children present?" Let's cast the clock back. This week on Dixon of Dock Green, George comes to the rescue as he catches a driver having a crafty smoke with his son in the back seat. Finally, Bank of England Governor Mark Carney has entered the climate change debate by telling business leaders that extreme weather events could have a disastrous effect on the global economy. Mr. Carney said climate change is the tragedy on the horizon. We don't need an army of actuaries to tell us that the catastrophic impacts of climate change will be felt beyond the traditional horizons of most actors, imposing a cost on future generations that the current generation has no direct incentive to fix. His comments come after former US Deputy President Al Gore said he was puzzled by the government's wholesale cuts to green subsidies. He couldn't understand recent decisions to cut subsidies for wind, solar, energy efficiency and biomass, and then to impose a carbon tax on renewables that emit no carbon. So much for the greenest government ever. Better check the emission figures on those government limos, eh, Dave? See you in a couple of weeks. I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here is written, presented and produced by Pete Hill. All comments made are purely personal and do not relate to any other body. This podcast is protected by a Creative Commons license. Any unauthorised reproduction for commercial gain is strictly prohibited.